All right, welcome back to A View from the Couch. I am Rich.
I am Jen.
And we are here to talk about our Wild Wild West shootout. It's our SmackDown, but we're just calling it a shootout, guys, because it's Westerns, right? So we are here to talk about three movies. Jennifer, recap what movies those are.
So we watched Those Who Wish Me Dead First, which neither one of us really liked that one. No Country for Old Men, which we both enjoyed that. And the last one was Hell or High Water, and we both enjoyed that one also.
Darn Skippy.
So I think we know what our race is right off the bat.
Hell or High Water? Just yeah, I think that was the easy one. And actually, I think I have an easy... I think this is an easy one for me altogether. But
this was pretty easy for me too.
Okay. So let's just get it out of the way then. Those Who Wish Me Dead is my nomination for Erase.
Hear, hear. I agree.
Okay. So that's an easy one. Obviously, we had problems with pacing. We had problems with storyline. We had problems with motivation. We had problems with believability. We had problems with like just Angelina Jolie's acting. Yeah. Just like everything in this movie just seemed like it was second rate. Almost. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it was almost like it felt almost like a made for TV movie versus something that I would have paid to see on a big screen.
Yeah. And did like the sheriff and his wife. That was positive in there.
Yep.
But that was one of the few positives that we kind of came up with when we were talking about it.
Yeah. It was not, man, it was hard to like that movie. It was so hard to like that movie.
I wanted to like it because I kind of like the concept.
Yeah, I think where like really where it fell apart for me is when I found out that the story in the novel was the kid witnesses a murder and he gets sent off to survival camp. Basically, that makes so much more sense than this weird like convoluted note thing.
Yeah.
And the dad's boss gets killed in what could have been, it could have really just could have been an accident, you know?
Right.
But no, the dad just instinctively knows that, oh boy, they're coming to get me. And this is how they're going to do it. They're going to make it look like an accident, blah, blah, blah. Writes a note and gives it to a 12-year-old. What?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seemed way too overblown for my taste. Wrong motivation. So let's talk. Should we just go up the ladder then? Talk about what we want to keep or what we want to rent and what we want to keep?
Sure.
Okay. I made my first nomination. You made the second nomination. We'll see if we...
So we're going Rent next, you said?
We're going Rent next.
Okay. My nomination for Rent is Hell or High Water.
We're going to be on the same page here. Yeah.
I enjoy the movie, but I don't think it was quite as good as No Country for Old Men. I loved No Country for Old Men. It was so compelling, so good. The acting was phenomenal. The characters were awesome. Now, the characters were good in Hell or High Water, but there was, you know, a little flaw with some of the characters and I know it was part of the story with the racist and stuff, but that bothered me. And then there was some slow parts I felt like in Hell or High Water. Plus it took me two watchings to understand the movie.
Okay.
So I feel like that's kind of why I put it on the Rent, because it just was a little harder to follow and not quite as good of a story.
Yeah, I would say that if No Country for Old Men wasn't on this list and it was some other movie, I would think that Hell or High Water would be my keep. Honestly, because I think Hell or High Water is a very strong film. I think that it's got some really good performances in it. Chris Pine, I mean, if he's doing something that's not Star Trek related, I love this guy. He's great. He's compelling. He's, you know, I mean, he does a great job creating a character. He's very believable. Mm-hmm. And I already talked about Jeff Bridges. Jeff Bridges is a national treasure. Jeff Bridges can do just about anything. He's done everything from Alien to Slacker to paramilitary guy to, you know, Texas Ranger. He's done everything.
Even the brother, I thought was real, that whoever that actor was, I don't know who that actor was. I thought he did a really good job too.
That's Ben Foster. And Ben Foster is just, he's not he's not so well known. He's not out there. I mean, he's one of those guys that he's just on the cusp of like being a superstar. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But he always does. He always gives every role his absolute. He just goes balls to the wall with every single role that he does. I mean, the guy's been in like a ton of stuff. The one that I can, the one that jumps to my head every time when I think of this guy is 30 Days of Night, which you, I don't think you've seen, but he plays the stranger at the beginning of that movie. And he is haunting. He just does a really good job crafting a character. And I think that he did the exact same thing here, but I don't think, like you said,
Javier Bardem just,
yeah,
he's so good in that other one. And so is Thanos. What is his name? Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin? Yeah. Josh That's not Brolin. His name. Thanos isn't his name, honey. Come on.
No, I was like, I know he was Thanos, but I can't think of his name. Josh Brolin was so good in here too. In
yeah. No Country Tommy Lee Jones. And Tommy Lee Jones was, is amazing. Oh. Yeah.
So great acting with both of them. But for me, I'm putting Hell or High Water just a little below, just because, like I said, I felt like there was a little bit more slow times and a little few. There was a little bit. I'm putting it below as The Rent, because for me, there was a few slow spots. And because the plot line was a little confusing first time around.
Sure. Yeah. I totally can get behind that. You know, it's really hard to overcome a film like No Country for Old Men. I mean, and I know people are going to think that this is hyperbole, but it's not. That is a fantastic film. It's probably one of my favorite films. And I don't say that lightly. That's one of those movies that I can go back to. Like I said, you know, go back to it in a few years and watch it, and it kind of feels a little fresh, but you still know what's coming, and you're just anticipating these great performances, and you're never let down. You are just never let down with that movie. It's well paced, it's well scripted, it's well acted, and my God, the cinematography, Roger Deakins' work on that movie is completely stunning. I stand by what I said the last time, which was that you could take any frame of that film and frame it and put it on your wall. And I went back and I looked through, I clicked through a few different spots in the film to see if like that stood up for me. And it really does. There's almost no frame in that movie that you can't look at and go, wow, okay, this is maybe a piece of modern art. Yeah. I would dare say it's probably one of the best films of the first 10 years of the century. That 2000 to 2010 decade, that's probably the best film out of that entire group. It's amazing.
I don't know what all those movies were, so I will just take your word for it.
Well, I would say like Gladiator's in that group. I would say this is definitely better than Gladiator. It's better than, it's better than Requiem for a Dream, which I think is a great film, but it's hard to watch. It's better than Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. It's better than Unbreakable. It's better than Castaway. I think probably the only thing that comes close to it would be maybe City of God comes pretty close to it, but that's a hard watch as well. I don't know. There's a lot of good movies that came out in that decade, like Gangs of New York, the Lord of the Rings movies came out in that decade. There's the last two Matrix movies, which some people don't want to talk about, but the Kill Bill movies came out in that decade. But I think that this one just kind of stands head and shoulders above even all of those films. I think there's hardly any that would give it chase. Do you know what I mean? Like, I find it hard to find anything better than that. And I'm talking about movies like Shaun of the Dead, which I love, but it's not No Country for Old Men, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so I think I've said my piece. I think we should move on. I think we've got our rankings. Jen, give it to us one more time. What are our rankings?
So we are going to keep No Country for Old Men. We will rent Hell or High Water, and we are going to erase Those Who Wish Me Dead.
Yes, that'll work. That will work. Now, what are we doing next? What's our next arc?
So our next arc is Knock Knock.
Ooh,
we're going to cover The Strangers, Don't Breathe, And Hush.
This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. So home invasion movies, basically.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So yes, I've got a great story about The Strangers in theaters when I saw that. And I've got a great story about Don't Breathe as well. We'll get to those. And if anybody has any suggestions for arcs that maybe you think we should do, any other suggestions for us? Do you like the format? Do you dislike the format? Leave us a like and a review on iTunes, on Podbean, anything like that. We're going to repeat this here in our outro, but I just wanted to say it live because, guys, that helps us get noticed. People will see us more. If you like this show, help us get noticed with a quick review. It just takes a minute. We'd really appreciate it. But we'll see you next week on the couch where we will, like Jen said, be talking about Knock Knock movies.
Thank you for listening to A View from the Couch. We value your feedback. Please consider leaving us a review on Podbean, iTunes, or your preferred podcast listening app.
You can reach us on Facebook by searching at A View from the Couch, on Twitter at View_Couch, or by emailing us at aviewfromthecouch@yahoo.com. Thanks again for listening. Bye.
See ya.